Hey, new this week, Wonder Woman being reviewed quite well. Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman. Of course, Chris Pine also in this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing this. I think we're over superheroed, but this looks pretty intriguing. Big budget on this, and they're expecting big numbers at the box office. I tell you what else is going to do well this weekend is the animated Captain Underpants, which is Kevin Hart and a bunch of other Hollywood types getting together and putting their voices together for this. This is going to do well with a very different kind of audience, but should bring in a lot of money at the box office. Hey, Baywatch last week is the movie I saw. Look, Baywatch, it spends 2 hours making fun of the show Baywatch. This doesn't take itself too seriously at all. I rather enjoyed it. It's got its problems. It goes too far over the line at times. But it was actually pretty funny, and brace yourself, there's going to be more. Now, if you're DVDing or streaming, whatever you're doing this week, Charlie Day and that comedy Fist Fight, which was out a few months ago, it really wasn't very funny. Hey, The Shack, huge book, adapted very well to the screen. It's emotional. A lot of people went to the theater and saw it. This is a good movie to stream. And Before I Fall, which I think is one of the real sleeper hits of the year so far, it's about a high school young woman that lives the last day of her life over and over again. It's actually kind of a nice story. Good book, good story as well. Last week, your number one was Pirates of the Caribbean, about $70 million on that. Guardians of the Galaxy still doing well at the box office, another $30 million there, and Baywatch brought in $23 million. Hey, by the way, some theaters around the country held girls-only screenings of Wonder Woman. Didn't go over well with everybody. And Warner Brothers have announced this. They are making a Jetsons movie. There you go. That's what's new for you, movie or DVD.